Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Olympics are officially underway in Tokyo, Japan, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee says about 100 of the 613 U.S. athletes in Tokyo for the Olympics are unvaccinated. Medical Director Jonathan Finoff says it's a substantial number, and the committee is quite happy with it. The CDC is reporting Florida on Wednesday reported 12,647 new cases of COVID-19, the highest daily number of cases since late January. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said over 95% in hospitals are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. These vaccines are saving lives. They are reducing mortality, end quote. The Arizona Senate claims they have found enough fraud in the 2020 elections to decertify Arizona's results. Arizona Senator Republican Wendy Rogers.
The data point of 74,000 plus mail-in ballots that were used as votes but never really mailed out.
USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
A giant video wall for an upcoming music festival collapsed during the install in Miami. Wendy King reports.
A large video wall collapsed at the site of a music festival set to take place in Florida over this weekend. Organizers for the Rolling Loud Music Festival tweeted that no one was injured in the collapse at Miami's Hard Rock Stadium and that the stage would be prepared for the festival's opening. Rolling Loud tweeted no one was hurt and it will be fixed before the doors open. Video shows the huge structure appearing to collapse on top of the stage, which was empty. The sold-out festival is to span 3 days and is featuring acts including Travis Scott and Post Malone. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A Tennessee panel voted to remove a bust of Confederate General and Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard Nathan Bedford Forrest from the state capitol. Forrest was a slave trader and Confederate general and later became an early leader of the Klan. The bust was first unveiled in 1978 during protests from black Americans at the time. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The U.S. government has imposed sanctions on Cuba's defense minister, Alvaro Lopez Miera, Thursday for suppression of protesters in that country last week. Sanctions were also placed on Cuba's Special Forces Brigade. The sanctions prohibit payments from entities in the United States to Lopez Miera and the Special Forces. State Department spokesperson Ned Price.
We will stand with the Cuban people who are exercising their universal rights of peaceful protest, peaceful assembly, freedom of speech. We will look at additional ways we can support them. We have spoken to the formation of a remittance working group. We have spoken about the ways in which we are seeking to expand internet access so that the Cuban people can practice that freedom of expression and have the free flow of information to which they are entitled. We designated through the Global Magnitsky Sanctions Regime one individual and one entity today. This, I do not expect, will be the sum total of our actions. We're going to continue to review what more we can do, not only to support the Cuban people, but also, again, importantly, to hold to account those who would be so brazen in their efforts and attempts to violate the human rights of the Cuban people.
President Biden and the Senate have installed more federal judges during the first 6 months of his presidency than any administration since Richard Nixon. Eight federal judges confirmed since taking office. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we have Christian Watson, the spokesman for Color Us United. Christian, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here, Bill.
Hey, well, congratulations on what's been happening to you. You host your own podcast, Pensive Politics. You've got the Christian Watson channel on YouTube. You've been featured across digital and visual media outlets such as the USA Today, Newsmax, I mean, on and on. You're making some impact because look at what you are saying is, it's resonating.
Yeah, and I'm very humble about all of this. You know, it is my personal belief and conviction that, the truth, no matter who it comes from, needs to be spoken, or it'll never be understood.
Well, you're exactly right, because that's what's in jeopardy right now. There's so many narratives. I mean, it started back, several decades ago, Christian. As you were growing up, this idea that truth is relative, and really that was accommodating. And it was accommodating for people to do as they darn well please. There's morality was thrown out the door. You love the one you're with. Let's get crazy here. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. It didn't matter the impact that it had on your family or the culture. I was just going to do what I darn well please. And I couldn't do it in the presence of the truth, could I?
No, not at all. And I'm happy you mentioned relativism and more relativism, because I think that the idea that I discussed in my Washington Examiner article, this sort of industry of diversity, equity, and inclusion, all of it is really predicated upon this idea of more relativism. I don't want to get too deep in the weeds here, but I do want to mention that if you have an ideology like, the diversity, equity, and inclusion people, that says that the people who have historically, in terms of groups, have had more of a sort of bad hand should be given more resources or whatever, then you have people that are ignoring a single, very simple truth that is not only fundamental to human life, but is fundamental to the American experiment as well. And that is the truth that we are all unique individuals, whether that is biomedically, whether that is in terms of our belief system and our values. No one individual is the same. And when you reject this fundamental, basic, really intuitive truth, you destroy the foundation for any substantive ethical and moral thought, because in America, we base our ethical and moral presumptions off of the idea of natural law, that all human beings are not only equal in nature, but we are also free in nature. When we are able to use this freedom in society, we can best flourish. But this industry rejects that truth by categorizing people and saying that lived experience is much more than the observable fact of human freedom, and that is a dangerous thing in my opinion.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, otherwise, you get people who would love to be in the NBA, but look at, you're 5 foot nothing, and ain't going to happen, right? Just saying, just on its face.
Exactly. Yes, precisely.
Right. Yeah. So this is the insanity of this argument when you play this out. But on the surface, see, we don't want to get deep in it. We want to stay at an emotional level. As long as we stay at an emotional level and I address your perceived, even if they weren't perceived, I'm going to make you perceive some injustice, right? And once I drive that in, then you're really blinded to the truth, and you've done the very thing that Jordan Peterson cautioned us all from doing, and that is that we can become so ideologically fixed and siloed that we really render ourselves stupid. It's really on its face. It's not very intellectual.
No, not at all. Not at all. And again, this is the result of a mind that likes to lavish in its own experiences and does not like to look outward. You know, imagine if some of the most brilliant entrepreneurs in the history of African Americans in America looked inward solely. I mean, imagine if that happened. Imagine if people just considered, you know what, I think that this is good because I feel this is good, rather than actually looking at the situation of the matter. And this is the approach that Booker T. Washington actually rejected. He said, look, you guys don't need to find your salvation in politics or in community acceptance. You need to find your salvation in the hard work, gaining merit, and understanding who you are at the root of your individual self. Whereas Blow is like, well, yeah, it's all good and well, but we need politics to sort of exist as black folks. That's the dichotomy we see playing out in, I think, America, in African-American community, and I think throughout the thought of this sort of diversity, equity, and inclusion stuff. Mm-hmm. They've made a decision as to what side they pick.
Yeah, I mean, and you bring up an excellent point here. Could you imagine what kind of dream Martin Luther King would have had if it had been more introspective? It'd have been a nightmare. It wouldn't have been a dream. And he wouldn't have made it to the mountain. He wouldn't have seen the mountain. He'd have seen the valley, but certainly not the mountain. So you bring up some excellent points here. But, how much damage are we doing here, Christian, in embracing all this this narrative here? I mean, we're really letting go of the truth and this relative environment in which we live in. Here we are. I mean, we're the generation who's, it's in our hands. And what are we going to hand over to our kids and our grandkids with this kind of stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar would refer to it?
Well, we're doing a few things. I don't want to sound alarmist here, but I think this is very serious to approach these things directly and concisely. We are destroying meritocracy, which basically is going to convince people that, hey, no matter how much skills you gain, no matter how much you learn and read, no matter how much you better yourself, you are still at the foot of what happened to people who look like you historically. Even if it didn't happen to people, happened to people who look like you. That's number one. We are sort of destroying the individual in the process of doing that. And when the individual is removed, the foundation for ethical action, as I mentioned before, is gone as well. And, we're also re-accepting the egregious redefinition of certain words like equity and inclusion to mean things that are more sort of contingent upon a particular political ideology rather than based upon universal principles. And in a country that is based upon universal principles, you cannot necessarily have policy cling to temporal consideration. So we're doing a lot of damage, and I think that a lot of people who get hooked into this stuff, though, a lot of them are salt-of-the-earth people who just want to be seen as a good person. They just want to, help their family. They just want to be kind to other people. And they're being convinced with this sort of psychological, emotional manipulation that if they don't believe in the cause of equity, diversity, and inclusion, I mean, who doesn't want that, then they're bad people.
Exactly.
You've got to push them anyway.
Yeah, and then look what happens. They're sacrificed on this altar of convenience, and then they're going to be like so many Americans today, going, "Wait a minute, I bought into a lie. What happened? How could this have happened to me?" Very subtly, just like you said, it starts with a performance trophy. Everybody gets a performance trophy. How well has that worked?
Doesn't work at all, because if one gets something like that, then the sort of action to getting a trophy is meaningless. It's absolutely meaningless.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they end up at garage sales, or they're just thrown away. The kids know, because it's funny, the kids inherently know. I was involved in Little League at the time when this was all being introduced, and you try, okay, let's try and play by the rules with these kids. And, you weren't keeping score. You know what? The kids were keeping score. Because at the end of the game, we kicked their butts. We beat them 6. Well, hey, we're not keeping score, the whole deal. Well, what's worse yet is, come Monday, Monday time at school, and the kids that won, I mean, they're high-fiving. They're doing end zone dances right there in the schoolyard. And, you're not supposed to be keeping score. Hey, kids keep score. We all keep score. So. But again, here's your performance trophies you spent all this money on that end up at garage sales or in the trash can. where they probably, you know, probably more in the trash cans where they need to be, because the fact is we don't want our kids, you know, growing up with the fact that, you know, you can be, it's okay to be mediocre. You know, don't put any effort into it. It's the mediocritization of our country and our kids. This is what's so disgusting, because, you know, what does that do, you know, for the mindset and ambition of the next generation? We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Christian after this. Stay with us.
Spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, is a rare progressive disease and a leading genetic cause of infant death. SMA affects an estimated 1 in every 11,000 babies in the U.S. The early signs can be subtle, but the disease results in the rapid and irreversible loss of motor neurons, and in one of its most severe forms, robs babies of their ability to move, swallow, or even breathe. In 2018, SMA was added to the Recommended Uniform Screening Panel, a federal list of often devastating disorders that require intervention as early as possible and have available treatment. Despite being added to this list 3 years ago, 12 states plus Washington, D.C. are still not permanently screening for this devastating disease. For parents and physicians in those states, understanding the signs of SMA, poor head control, low muscle tone, a weak cry and cough, or difficulty feeding can help ensure a prompt diagnosis and timely access to treatment and supportive care, resulting in improved outcomes. SMA parent advocate Hannah Weaver.
When we welcomed our son Payne into the world, we were shocked when he was diagnosed with SMA at only 5 days old through our state's newborn screening program. He seemed perfectly healthy. Without newborn screening, we would not have known anything was wrong until the disease had done irreparable harm to his body. We are thankful we were able to pursue treatment for Payne so quickly, but not every family is as lucky as we are. That's why I'm passionate about educating families about the signs of SMA and advocating for nationwide newborn screening for SMA.
For more information about SMA and to inquire about what you can do to ensure that babies in your state are screened for this disease, visit curesma.org/action center. That address again is curesma.org/action center. This segment is sponsored by Novartis Gene Therapies.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Fresh and independent. excited we are. Yes, it is our privilege to come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Christian Watson is with us, and we're talking about his new article, Without Inequity, Diversity is Impossible. Break that down for our audience, because that really is, you know, quite thoughtful and provocative for people that want to think that, it's all about, equal outcomes and equity.
Yeah, absolutely. So the modern left-wing idea of equity is giving resources to people who have historically, as a part of their group status, have not been treated well. So, for example, there's this famous meme on the internet where you have a white kid, a black kid, another kid, and like they're like, okay, this is equality, and they're all on the same level. This is equity, where like the shorter black kid is held up and he can see into the baseball stadium. So the basic idea is that, and the presumption, which is really insulting in my opinion, is that that black kid, because he's black, he has had more struggles and more troubles and more woes in his life, and therefore he needs extra help to get up. Mm-hmm. So the problem with this is, if you're going to have a diverse crowd of people, you cannot deny there is simple human truth. Individuals are unique, and we are also uniquely different. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to have any kind of meaningful diversity with a lot of different people in one area, you're going to have different people with different skills, different abilities, different desires, different value systems. And the object of a society is not to eliminate those differences, as the equity person would like to, or really they actually want to make more differences by making certain people higher than other people. The object of a society is to utilize those differences vis-a-vis specialization, understanding other people, to cooperate and have a cohesive social unit. But the left completely rejects that with this nonsense about equity, diversity, and inclusion, because they don't want to do that. They don't want to acknowledge our differences. They want to demean them.
Well, and for some reason, it puts them in a position. I mean, this is really the whole racist narrative, kind of put on steroids, and it's been modernized, okay, to where it's empowered these, in a sense, they're race baiters, and this has become an industry, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Most universities in America have an office of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Many corporations have an office of diversity, equity, inclusion, or what they call a diversity coordinator. They have these people who are literally put in there to help people be more inclusive, be more sensitive, to know about microaggressions and how to be anti-racist. And, these people are paid pretty big salaries. And other than just, again, the mistruth of all these wrong ideologies, like the idea of anti-racism and how that's not actually being anti-racist, it's being a political activist, all this kind of stuff, beyond all that, do you really think someone who is hired to be a diversity coordinator is ever going to find an instance where they don't need to work?
Of course not. They're a hammer looking for nails. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. It's part of the corrupt industry.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what we're dealing with. And the thing is that what do they offer to the GDP of that company? Can we ask that question?
Well, they offer good PR is what they offer. Nothing to the GDP. I mean, the GDP is predicated upon certain economic factors.
Yeah. This is covering your back end. See, I'm the kind of guy, in my business experience, Christian, it's about moving the needle. You got people that can get the job done. This is why, I look back, in our little community and the way I was raised, Hispanic, 9 kids, my parents, it was just about go work hard, go prove yourself, be honest, do all these good things, and it will go well for you. And I followed my dad's advice, a World War II veteran, no nonsense. You got to imagine somebody raising 9 kids, you got to really kind of be on top of things. And it was, I'm sure there was probably some racism around. I didn't notice it. To me, it was like, okay, I'm just going to work harder. If I didn't make the all-star team that year, I didn't make it because I was, I was Hispanic or anything like that. I just felt, hey, look, I got to up my game. I got to play, work harder at it and do it until I did. And pretty much, in any kind of sport, little league, basketball, football that we played in, it was, hey, can you do the job? We didn't look at somebody and say, oh, well, he's, he, you know, there's something deficient in that individual because his skin was darker than others. It didn't even come into, you know, and the thing was ironic. I was talking to somebody else about it recently, Christian. For me, it wasn't until I was in college. I'm in college, and all of a sudden, you know, we had the, you know, the race riots going on and all this stuff, Black Panthers coming onto campuses and everything. And all of a sudden, there's this huge problem. I'm going, what happened to my friend that I played baseball, that I grew up, they used to come to my house and eat tortillas and rice and beans with me for breakfast and stuff like that? What happened? What happened to them? All of a sudden, you know, we're in opposing viewpoints and all this other stuff. And I'm going, what a loss here. What a loss.
Yeah. You know, Bill, I'm happy you mentioned your father and the values he instilled in you. Because for most Americans, the values that they have are values that have nothing to do with color or racism. They have everything to do with being a good person, being a mentor, as my Jewish brothers and sisters would
say. That's right.
One of my favorite philosophers, Ralph Waldo Emerson, said in an essay called Spiritual Laws that men, we don't really need people in general. We don't really need this highbrow education. We don't have to know the classics or Latin. What we do need to know, we need to have a few good instincts and a few plain rules to live good. Yes. And that is the ethos, I think, that is America is predicated upon. The few plain instincts that you don't take other people's stuff, a few plain rules that enforce those instincts, and just let us live in harmony with each other. Let us deal with this ourselves. We don't need diversity coordinators. We don't need a government with a part of education trying to force critical race theory down people's throats. We don't need these things. If we just are left to ourselves to talk with each other, love each other, break bread with each other, we can create a harmonious society, but they don't want that. They want to engineer something artificial, which will ultimately unravel.
Yeah, sadly, it's all about power and control. And they're not happy with who is in control. They really believe they can do better. And look at, you know, we see in a practical instance, you know, what's happening in Venezuela, here in the United States, with what's going on in Cuba and how the people on Calle Ocho down in Miami. I'm on the East Coast in Florida, so I'm seeing what's happening there. And, you know, to me, and I keep saying, hey, look, bring the kids from college campuses. It's a field trip. We're going to Miami, and you are going to see real life. We're going to see government at work. You're going to talk to the people and hear what's going on, you know, from the people who have families in Cuba who have violated, you know, freedom principles. And what is going on? You know, how people are being incarcerated, how they're part of the collective, how a government will come in and tell you one thing, and then next thing you know, the property that you, you know, presently held is no longer yours and now belongs to the government. And you have got to go along. If you don't go along and be part of the collective, then you will end up at your lowest common denominator, where they'll say, you know what, you've lived out your purpose, and your last disposable purpose is your organs. We can harvest your organs, and at least you're some contribution to the collective. This is where it leads to, sadly.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely correct. And I think that underlying all of this, Bill, is a fundamental lack of self-worth amongst people. A lot of individuals do not realize, or at least this is my theory, a lot of individuals who get swept into this sort of collectivistic, collective mentality just don't realize how valuable they are and how valuable their contributions are as an individual. This does not mean that you get rid of community. No, community is very important to you being happy and you being flourishing. But it does mean that you understand that you are the origin point of community, that you are a valuable unit in any cooperative that you are in, and not to forsake and sacrifice your values at the altar of something that you can't even see or interact with. We don't interact with collectives or groups. We interact with people and individuals. Mm-hmm. If we get back to that basic principle, Bill, I think that we would reject these ideologies like, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion right off the bat.
Well, two things, and we've got about a minute left here, Christian. For me, being a man of faith, I go to the Word of God. And the Word of God says clearly in the book of Genesis, says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? To your point, you know, if we do right by each other, we do the right thing. And the right thing is based on God's sense of right. I mean, not his sense, but his discipline, his laws of that which is right. If we do that for ourselves and one another, it will go well for us. The other thing is, in terms of being a respecter of ourselves, is that we are made. I take God for his word. He says we're made in his image. Wow. I mean, that is just wonderfully awesome when you think about it. As one mentor told me, he had never met a mere mortal. you know, when you think about that, right? That's awesome. Christian, I'll tell you, this is the first time that you and I have had a chance to talk. You're such a blessing. I really appreciate your perspective. I wish you all the best. I look forward to having you back. Please stay in touch, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, Bill.
Christian Watson, right here on The Bill Martinez Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Olympics are officially underway in Tokyo, Japan, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee says about 100 of the 613 U.S. athletes in Tokyo for the Olympics are unvaccinated. Medical Director Jonathan Finoff says it's a substantial number and the committee is quite happy with it. The CDC is reporting Florida on Wednesday reported 12,647 new cases of COVID-19, the highest daily number of cases since late January. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said over 95% in hospitals are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. These vaccines are saving lives. They are reducing mortality, end quote. The Arizona Senate claims they have found enough fraud in the 2020 elections to decertify Arizona's results. Arizona Senator Republican Wendy Rogers.
The data point of 74,000 plus mail-in ballots that were used as votes but never really mailed out.
USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Right now, a lot of renewed fear over this new variant that's happening, whether or not to be vaccinated, going back and forth. It's almost like so much of this has been self-inflicted by this current administration, if you remember. And Jenny Beth Martin is with us really quick. We're going to talk critical race theory in just a moment, but I want to get her read on this. You know, Jenny Beth, for so long, when President Trump was president and we were coming out with a vaccine, it was the voices of Joe Biden and you know, candidate Harris, that were talking about the veracity of the vaccines. They talked it down. They turned it into a political football and a mess. And then they're surprised that there's vaccine hesitancy. And that's on one hand. And then on the other hand, well, let's leave the border open and let's have people with COVID, according to ICE, that are coming in record numbers and infecting us. And then, of course, that's not enough. Let's get the military involved so we can ship these people all over the country and further infect American citizens. This is absolute madness.
It is all madness, and they also refuse to acknowledge that there may be early treatment options for COVID, so that people who do get sick with it have options available. Certainly, there are doctors around this country who have treated patients with a cocktail of medications, and it seems to reduce the most severe cases of COVID. So it seems that everything they are doing in this situation, it turns around creating more problems. It just creates more problems. The economy is dysfunctional. We've got, they are angry because there's vaccine hesitancy, as they call it, and yet they contributed to that.
Yes.
They say that masking is important and they're not living by the exact same rules or allowing people to come across the border who have not had COVID tests, but they're not willing to stand up and tell corporations in this country, don't be demanding personal healthcare information of customers. So they stand for, I don't even know who they stand for. I think they just stand for whoever can stand with to get the votes that they need to have power.
Well, that's the deal. It's become so politicized in the process. I mean, and then Joe Biden wants to claim that, you know, Facebook is killing people. I mean, the hyperbole. I mean, come on. I mean, this is how insane this is. We're not being reasonable. But, you know, I want our listeners and anybody involved with the Tea Party Patriots to understand we still have choice. You know, as Jenny Beth just said, there are doctors out there prescribing hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, other solutions that will serve as prophylactic so that you're not being crushed by, you know, by COVID or this current variant that's happening right now. The other thing that is, for long as we've had this vaccine out, why is this still under an emergency authorized vaccination? Why hasn't the FDA gone ahead and approved it and finally made it, you know, okay, that it's FDA approved? And the fact that it's not, you know, adds to the hesitancy. The fact that you've had people, you know, in government, including Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, speaking so poorly of it, and then suddenly it's okay. You know, this is all very confusing, not to mention, you know, Dr. Fauci, the WHO, CDC, and the other number that seem to have gotten swallowed up. And I keep reminding people, and they go, when did they say that? It was 3 weeks ago, if you remember, when they came out and they said the actual death count of people who died of COVID only was less than 5%. Well, less than 5% is about half of the annual number generally that people died from the flu. So, you know, and boy, I'll tell you, did they rush that off the stage as quickly as they could, right?
Yes, they absolutely did. And a doctor yesterday told me that the number of people who are contracting COVID right now, I believe the number is 60% of the people who are contracting COVID at the moment have already been vaccinated. So it just, I think that there are a lot of things that you're pointing out right now that are just contradictions within the Biden administration. I think that the approval of the vaccine, it needs to happen when the time is right and testing has been completed, whenever that may be. And it should be done in a way that we can trust the results of the testing of new drugs as well, so that we don't just undermine our faith in the ability that the drugs the FDA puts out reasonably safe or not. But the whole situation right now, Bill, yesterday I've been traveling a lot over the last few weeks, and things are not functioning properly in our country. Hotels don't have the kind of staff they need. Restaurants are closing much earlier than they used to because they don't have the kind of staff that they need. And yet people are traveling and flying that probably normally wouldn't travel and fly. Things are odd right now in our country. We're not back to normal at all.
Well, without a doubt, and the cloud of this virus, you know, continues to hang over us, and it's just going to, the confusion is going to continue as long as we're not dealing with the truth, and this is the big issue, you know, that I have over this deal, because what some people are saying is that the only people that are getting this variant are people who have not been vaccinated. Who said that? I mean, where is the evidence that has any veracity? You know, that, I mean, when I just got back from California, and this was the kind of stuff I was hearing, 100% of the people that are coming down with COVID right now with this new variant were people that have not been vaccinated. Of course, you know why they say that, because, you know, everybody needs to get vaccinated. And, you know, and if we have to, we're going to come knocking on your door. We got about 3 minutes left here, Jenny Beth, and I did want to have you give us an update on this critical race theory. I am so, as we talked about the last time, boy, I'll tell you, the shining gift of all this has been the mama bears who have been coming out in record number telling their local school boards, hell no, you're not going to teach my kid, my children, this type of educational garbage.
Yes, it is very refreshing to see that there's so many people who are coming out, and it really does seem to be a lot more moms than dads. So dads are coming out. It definitely seems to be a lot more moms. I think it's simply because as a mom, and I'm not bashing on dads, it's just as a mom, you have this instinct to protect your child.
Right.
And when we watch what's happening in these schools, we realize that the schools are not protecting our children. They're doing things that are going to harm our children because of the kind of political spin they're putting on education. It winds up being indoctrination, and sometimes it is harmful. It is harmful indoctrination because you're pitting one class of people against another class based on outward traits, including skin color. It has to stop, and we're going to have to work on this at a local level, and there are over 14,000 local school districts in this country to work to improve what is happening within our districts at a local level.
Well, it's so important that people get activated, and you're exactly right. I mean, the mama bears have been leading the way, but more dads are getting involved here. You know, dads are working, providing, which isn't to say that moms aren't. Moms are doing the same thing, but there's just that natural inclination and heart to protect their children in a very passionate sort of manner. And, you know, they're encouraging, you know, dads to get out there, and dads need to be represented as well and fortify the fight here and get involved here to let these school boards. We've got to take back our educational system. I mean, we turned it over. It's been turned over for decades. We thought that it should be run by the federal government. Look what we've got. We rank 27th after all the money that we spend for education and invest in our children. That's the best we can do, 27th?
I think we can do better than that. And at Tea Party Patriots, so we've got how-to guides for how to get involved at your local school board and a guide to help you understand what critical race theory is about and how to stand for a united country based on content of character rather than on critical race theory.
Now, this is the toolkit that you had been talking about, right? It's there at the website?
Yes, and people can find it at UnitedWeStandCenter.com or TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Well, Jenny Beth Martin has been with us as always. We appreciate her whenever she can, you know, stop in and give us an update. She's the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, columnist for the Washington Times. And again, we're so grateful for your time. Thank you, Jenny Beth. Take care.
Thank you.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free.
So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. With us right now is the Director of Investigations and Research with Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell. Chris, how you doing?
Great to be with you, Bill. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Lots to talk about. I got to tell you, over the weekend, I had a couple conversations with some other military experts, and I said, how this situation that was going on with the Joint Chiefs and General Milley, they had really wound themselves up into some imaginative fervor. And, boy, this so almost smacked of the possibilities of some sort of military coup taking place over the transition of, you know, of power from Trump to Biden. Am I misreading something here or over-imagining myself?
You are not. You got to remember that the appointment and the confirmation of all flag officers, and by that I mean general officers and admirals, they're all political animals. You know, none of them shows up completely unaffected by or uninfluenced by the political administration that actually appoints them to the position of being, you know, guy with stars. A guy or a gal with stars on their shoulders or on their collar. Mm-hmm. So the general officer selection process has always been highly politicized. And all the general officers that we now have, virtually all of them, are Obama generals, right?
Mm-hmm.
They came in during that 8-year period, and they were willing to go along with all the crazy social science experimentation that the Obama people advanced. And so they're the general officers and the admirals who said, you want to have a guy walking around in a skirt saying that he's a woman? Sure, no problem.
Right.
And so that was the litmus test, right? That was the sort of how much are you willing to choke down? How much of a blind eye are you willing to turn? Mm-hmm. And there's some guys who didn't necessarily subscribe to the Obama ideology, but they sort of convinced themselves that, oh, well, I'm going to stay in and I'm going to be the good guy and I'm going to fight for my troops, for my soldiers, my airmen, my Marines, and I'm just going to keep my head down and do what I'm supposed to do to keep the combat force capable. And it's really delusional. Mm-hmm. They're not immune from all the politics. And then you see a guy like Mark Milley testifying up on the Hill and saying that he wants to understand white rage, and he compares that to the January 6th demonstrations up on Capitol Hill. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge leap to go from understanding white rage and then in the very next breath attaching that to January 6th protests. They're two very different things.
But this is the worldview, though. That's the order of the day, Chris. Ladies and gentlemen, just to understand, Chris has a military background. I mean, he's a military intelligence officer. He specialized in counterintelligence and human intelligence. And so, and he had a regular Army commission. So when he's talking about this stuff, he knows what he's experienced it firsthand. He was there and could see, you know, the dynamics and the politicization of the military, which should not be. It should never be. But it seemed like...
Frankly, it's also generational. I'm the son of a U.S. Army infantry colonel who fought in the Philippines. No. So this is, decades-long
yes.
tradition. It's not
yes.
just something that I have an opinion on, in passing.
Yes. You've lived it, as you said, from your father through you, you've seen this. And you're bearing witness and sharing it with us as to what's going on. And we noticed that during the Obama years, you had some quality flag officers that were forced out. And you're going, whoa, what's going on here? Well, this was the start of the cancel culture, was it not? And in the military. And now here we've got the military going full-blown CRT.
Yeah, I mean, I call him a friend and an ally, General Boykin, over at Family Research Center. I used to sort of tease him or annoy him and ask him, hey, where is today's Billy Mitchell? And that's an obscure military reference or historical reference to an Army Air Corps general, Billy Mitchell, who was court-martialed because he complained that politicians were putting the military in the 1920s and 30s, were putting the military at risk because they weren't funding the air service at that time, is what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was a general officer who stood up and kind of called politicians to account, and naturally they wanted to chop his head off, right?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You don't see that today. You don't see general officers who resign in protest or who are willing to, say, look, I'll go this far but no further, and this is against my oath, and I have to resign because I can't stand by and watch this garbage. Mm-hmm. Instead, they all kind of roll over and play dead for whichever way the political wind is blowing.
Well, it's tough when you are, when your ambition is another star, and
correct.
That's what's in front of you, then you get blinded, and that's unfortunate.
Or they count on a retirement that mm-hmm. involves membership on various corporate boards.
Yes.
And so they're going to retire with 3 or 4 stars on their shoulders, and then they're going to go over and be a member of a very large Fortune 500 company and sit on their board and be paid tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, because, frankly, the corporations want to use their resumes. They want to say, hey, look, we have General so-and-so on our board.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're all very politically sensitive and politically correct.
Chris, we were warned at the conclusion of the Eisenhower administration. He warned of this robust and growing and dangerous military-industrial complex. Wow. I mean, has it come to full fruition in this current, early months of the Biden administration?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this shows the crevices, the cracks, and the it's beyond warning signs. This is the very dangerous territory we're out on. There was a time when commissioned officers were apolitical. They were deliberately would not engage and would not subscribe to whatever the fancies were. Of course, we also did not have such a radically split country.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have people that essentially one group subscribes to the Constitution, and the other one are really militant revolutionaries posing as, you know, democratic socialists.
Exactly.
And they seek to unwind the Constitution.
Well, I still look at the numbers, Chris, and the numbers still are in favor, if we might still refer to them as the silent majority, and they got to quit being silent. It's a small minority of radicals that are shaking the dog right now. And I'll tell you, we're starting to come into, I think, some really serious territory, because the thing that keeps coming up is the big lie that won't go away, which is kind of ironic. You know, for 4 years we argued, the Democrats argued that Donald Trump was illegitimate. We spent over $70 million, special counsel, led to an impeachment, all this stuff that went on, and he was declared to be, you know, by them, by the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and everybody else, that he was illegitimate. Now here we have an election that still has more questions than answers, and yeah, I was just at a conference over the weekend. And some of the stuff that's presented, I mean, the big headline that came out was Mike Lindell, who's going to be doing 3 days of 72-hour presentation of the facts, of the data facts of the election. And the bottom line, which hit the big headline over the weekend, was he said that Donald Trump, by the numbers, got 80 million votes and Joe Biden only got 68. Now, I understand the hesitancy and some people want to deal with that reality, but when it hits people full force in the face and here's all the evidence, what's going to happen, Chris?
Well, you know, there's a concerted effort on the left to deny, deny, deny. And anybody who says that or raises, if you even raise the question, not that you subscribe to the conclusion, but even if
yes.
you raise the question that perhaps it merits additional scrutiny, you are shouted down by the left and by their puppets in the media, their sock puppets. They just repeat everything they're told. They take dictation. They don't investigate or interview. And so you're labeled, you know, a lunatic, and there's an effort to marginalize and trivialize anybody who asks a decent question.
Right. Well, we're going to set that aside because I wanted to also address one of your releases regarding records. Judicial Watch is suing for the records of the Pelosi call with the Pentagon chief. What's going on here?
Right. Well, you know, the Congress is not subject to the open records law, so Pelosi can't be FOIA'd to produce these records. But the Department of Defense is subject to the open records law, and I can guarantee you that a call from the Speaker of the House to the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, that there was a record made of that call,
mm-hmm.
that there was a recording, that there was a transcript of it, and based on some reporting that's come out on books that are supposedly about to be released,
mm-hmm.
You know, Pelosi was telling Milley, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, not to obey the president. This call was placed on January 8th, so 2 days after the January 6th protests. And then, you know, obviously a couple of weeks before the inauguration of Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And so Pelosi called over telling Milley, if Trump tells you to do something, don't do it. Which, you know, Pelosi is not a member of the National Command Authority. She has no constitutional authority or power whatsoever in the line between the president and the Department of Defense. She was unlawfully inserting herself and making claims or demands to General Milley. Now, it's going to be very interesting to see what she said, and it's going to be even more interesting to see how Milley responded.
Exactly. Well, it could be interesting to find out also what she said about January the 6th leading to. In one point, she is interjecting herself. Another point, she's extracting herself when she should have been more involved, supposedly. Boy, I'll tell you, what a web of deception we're all caught in here.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final